This is a quote from the Orlando workshop on March 9th. I transcribed this, so this is a direct quote from Abraham. And they said, "So you are sometimes confused. Where do I stand in this deliberate creating? Should I be setting goals? Should I be scripting? Should I be visualizing? What am I supposed to do about my creation?" And we want you to understand that most of what is to be done about your creation, you've already done. Most of what is to be done about your creation, you've already done. Because you've sorted through the contrast, and you've launched the rockets, and Source has answered. So most of the doing that is to be done is already done. So now your work is simpler than doing. It's more about allowing. But what do you do? How can you allow? And you say, "Abraham, you crazy ghost, how do I allow? How do I allow without doing? Isn't focusing doing?" Well, it sort of kind of is, isn't it? So here's what we want you to hear. We've not been talking about this before, but it's right where we are in this leading edge conversation. So take it and play with it and enjoy it. Contrast caused you to put it in the vortex. It's done. Source already answered it. So it's done, 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 done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. So the only question is, how are you going to get up to speed with what's done? Well, if talking about it makes you feel good, then that's getting up to speed. If writing about it makes you feel good, that's getting you up to speed. If imagining it and visualizing it makes you feel good, then that's getting you up to speed. So are you following that the majority of your work is simply for the reason of bringing you up to speed? Esther would say to Jerry all the time when they were driving, "Tell me a story." She just loved having him describe delicious things. Tell yourself stories. Tell yourself the way you want it to be. Envision it, yes. Speak it right out loud. Talk about what you want. Isn't it nice? Don't I live in a wonderful environment? Isn't my world perfect? Aren't things always working out for me? Isn't it going to be fun when this fills in? Don't I love how the grid is filling in? In other words, use your words and use your focus, use your molding of the clay for the purpose of talking yourself into vibrational alignment with what you are wanting. The distinction, are you getting the distinction we're making here? Most people think by setting this goal, that's when they're doing the work. But you already set the goal when you sifted through the contrast and put it in the vortex. So the things you might be now doing that fall into the category of focusing or visualizing or commenting or making lists of positive aspects or rampaging or focus wheeling, anything you are doing by directing your mind to the positive outcome you want now, that's just preparing your grid for the allowance of what's already in the vortex. Can you feel the distinction? So the meditation we're going to do today is focused on the idea that it's already done. Everything we want is already done. So let's just take a deep breath, breathing deeply and relaxing into our chairs, perhaps feeling the ground beneath our feet and recognizing that, oh yes, the gravity of this planet is already done. We already stay in the chair when we sit down. Isn't that a good thing? It's already done. And as we take a deep breath and our body celebrates, our cells dance with the oxygen that is inspired with the inspiration of our breath, it is already done. The perfect balance of gases in the air, it's already done. And so we begin to relax into the remembrance that this world was created and molded into place by all of the rockets of desire from all of the beings that have ever existed, all of the imagination of the non-physical saying, wouldn't that be fun? Let's go and try it. And all of those who came to this leading edge environment and experienced the contrast and had a rocket of desire that said, that would be better. And the universe responded. And so a single-celled organism crawled onto the land. And plants began to grow, and photosynthesis began, and the conversion of carbon dioxide to oxygen and back began. And this incredible symbiotic relationship between animals and plants began, where what they need, we exhale, and what we need, they exhale. And we share, and we breathe, and we love, and we appreciate. It's already done. The incredible creation of this environment is already done. The earth is already spinning in a wonderful orbit around the sun, generating seasons in places like this one, where there's potential for snow in March. And whoever told me they put a bounty on the head of the groundhog who predicted that winter was over, that we get to giggle, we get to laugh, we get to love, we get to be, and it's already done. Most of the doing is already done, and our job is simply to relax and allow it to be. It's already done. And so we get to take this wonderful opportunity to cultivate the mindset of innocence and trust, to know that we are loved. Abraham says at every workshop, there is great love here for you. And they talk about how our inner beings adore us, and endlessly line up the things that we want. And our job is simply to trust and to expect that things always work out for us. And so we hear that playful children having the party in the room next door, and we trust that they are contributing to our well-being, even if in some way we're not seeing it in the moment. It's okay to trust that divine well-being is always here, that their laughter and their playfulness and their joy contributes to ours if we simply allow it. We can resist the noise, or we can embrace it and appreciate the playfulness of children and emulate their behavior. And we can play in our meditation. We can experience the already doneness of our desire to play. The party for us to play in is already created in our vortex. For many of us, being here today is one of those parties. We get together and relax with each other and laugh and happy dance and celebrate life. And we trust that everything always works out for us. Abraham said that was Jerry's mantra. Everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for me. And so in those moments when we feel the contrast sharply, when something feels too constrictive and we don't feel free, or something feels difficult and we feel frustrated, or something looks wrong and we feel angry, even in those moments of contrast, we have the opportunity to remind ourselves that the solution is already done. It's already done. And everything always works out for us. It's already done. Our job is to relax and trust. So what we're trusting is already done. The health and well-being that we want, the strength and flexibility and ease that we want, it's already done. And so as we breathe and notice the perfection of the breath in this moment and we relax, what's already done can manifest. We can feel our bodies regenerating themselves, for they are so wise and strong and powerful. And trust is what allows that power to come forward to heal, to balance, to harmonize. The harmony is already done. So we just breathe and remember that our job is to trust that everything always works out for us and that we are endlessly blessed by the attention and the love of our inner beings who attend to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for all of time and beyond time and space entirely. For we are eternally bathed in this infinite love that is right here for us right now as we breathe and relax and trust. We begin to live from that place of feeling loved, of feeling attended to and blessed. We begin to know ourselves like innocent children, curious about the adventures that we are upon. For we are ever loved, supported, and supplied. It is done. It is already done. And our job is simply to open to receive. I am willing to open to receive. To open the door that I've kept shut by my resistance. To relax that resistance. To let the tension go. To live in that space of openness and trust and ease and flow. For it's all already done. The financial prosperity is already done. Everything I need is already provided. The well-being that is mine, Abraham says, the treasure in your vortex is beyond your imagination. It's already done. So we just relax in this trusting that that fortune, that well-being is already done. We feel that flow and we trust that it's already done. We are willing to allow. We are willing to remember that everything always works out for us. And we simply relax and breathe and remember that the well-being is already arranged. It's not our job to make it happen. It's our work to allow it to happen, to open, to receive. So breathing into your body, feel what it feels like to be open to receive, to open your mind, relax your mind, relaxing into trust. Relaxing into love. Relaxing your body. Letting go of any tension or stress. Simply allowing it to flow down and down and into the ground. No more tension, simply ease. simply ease, comfort, relaxation. Knowing it's already done, we relax and open our hearts, and we feel for the love that Abraham says they send to us every moment of every day. Relaxing to receive the love in this moment. Open to love. And in the same way we open to love, we open to well-being. We open to abundance. We open to prosperity like a flower in the sun in the spring. When the frost is past and the buds come forth, and all of a sudden in one day the petals begin to unfurl and the beauty to be revealed, we allow ourselves to remember it's already done. It is safe to reveal the beauty of my being now. It is safe to trust. It is safe to relax deeply and to open to receive. I am open to receive. We are relaxed in the well-being that surrounds us. And we are beginning to remember more and more that it's already done. It's not our job to seek the solutions. It's our job to receive the impulse that the solution is already done. And this is the direction we lean in, the direction that feels good. Simply leaning. What does it feel like to lean into well-being? A tiny little shift of weight, resting into the heart of non-physical, the heart of Abraham. It feels good to me to say that the heart of God, resting in the heart of God, knowing I am made of God stuff. We are made of that divine energy, that non-physical stuff. We are that. And we are ever loved, supported, and supplied in this physical life we have taken on. The life of non-physical on the leading edge of thought, relaxing into the contrast, for the contrast is necessary to the new choice. The contrast of the sound of children at play next door, as we relax deeply in our bodies anyway, and trust, and open to receive. Remembering that we are capable of focus. Our power is in the focus. Returning to the focus. Returning to the love. Breathing into the trust. Feeling the trust in our bodies. Relaxed bodies. Open hearts. Quiet minds. Clear being, simply being present to the love that's ever here for us. Present to the love, present to the abundance, present to the well-being, present to the precious moments of life, deep moments of connection, moments of beauty, moments of clarity, moments of harmony, moments of laughter, moments of playfulness and moments of joy, moments of celebration and moments of inspiration. We are open to the moments of life. All of those moments already lined up for us by the love that exists in non-physical, endlessly orchestrating rendezvous, meetings, connections, phone calls, doors opening, ideas flowing. We are open to this endless stream of well-being that is already done. It's already done. It's already done. I can just relax and allow the doneness. There's doneness here. We're almost done with the meditation, not quite. And as we simply bring ourselves toward the end of this meditation, we once again remember that everything always works out for us. Our lives are blessed. They are designed to unfold in perfection. We are designed to evolve in perfection. It's already done. It's already graceful. It's already good. It's already abundant. It's already filled with freedom and laughter and playfulness and joy. Life is endlessly unfolding, and yet, in a wonderful way, already done. What seems like a paradox at the local level becomes a revelation at the non-physical broader perspective. For what's orchestrated for the next step depends on our choice in this moment. And as we choose, a whole new orchestration unfolds at a higher frequency as we choose to feel good. Sometimes at a lower frequency as we lean into something we want to push against. But we are always empowered to choose. And what we want is already done. So we give that little shift that moves us toward feeling good, that allows the already done well-being to flow. And we flow, and we glow, and we delight in life, and we laugh, and we play, and we trust. Trusting that it's already done and everything works out for us, and feeling that eagerness and that exhilaration and that expectation that what's around the next corner is joy. What's around the next corner is well-being. What's around the next corner is exactly what I asked for, that went into my vortex, that's being tended to by this loving, non-physical presence that adores me, that lines things up for me, that relentlessly serves my well-being. My job is to trust. My job is to relax. My work is to breathe and remember and explore and appreciate and delight in. My work is to love my life. Because if not you, then who will love your life? Loving life. Living loved. Knowing we are loved. Knowing we are love. It's already done. It's already done, and it is good, and I am grateful, and so it is.